Quiz Man.
98 WRC.
WRC is looking underway today. This here is the Grease Man. I don't lie. I'm sorry. I just can't keep up the gay facade of the happy, smiling, beer-bellied fool playing the hits tonight. I'm sorry. I don't know if Bobby McGee mentioned it to you over his last record when he was saying goodbye for the day. That he's not just saying goodbye for the day. He's saying goodbye, period. He's leaving. Bobby McGee is kind of quitting, and the enormity of it hasn't yet struck me. You know, I'm just kind of in a daze right now. No longer will I get to pluck his hairs from my headphones. No longer will I get to smell the garlic on the microphone from his lunch. But more importantly, well, I think I'm crying for the wrong reason. Bobby can go for all I care. It's just that every day I know he's on the air between 2 and 6, and me and his wife, well, it's, well, she was such a nice lady, and we'd listen to Bobby all the time as we drank the wine and say, man, he does a good show, your husband. She'd say, yeah, he's making the big buck, too. I'd say, oh, yeah, honey, thank you for the sport jacket. He don't mind when you sign the checks? And she said, well, he never knows. He's trusting. I'd come in and say, hi, Bob, how are you? And I'd say, oh, pretty good, you know, lonely. And me and his wife would chuckle. Now I guess that's all over with. Geez, I wonder what James Michael Wilson's wife looks like.
WRC with the Grease Man. As we join Lou Reed, he is donning his gay apparel. And he ain't singing fa-la-la-la-la, I'll tell you that much. And if he tries to deck my halls with bowls of holly, he's gonna be walking funny.
WRC, where the hits hit first. It's 10:52 with the Grease Man. My goodness, this sounds like fertilizer kicking music. The latest from the Carpenters. W.R.C.
Grease Man, you know. Who else would do something stupid like that?
I knew it.
I shouldn't have played that record. Especially now that I gotta leave with no way to release my pent-up hostilities. It's got me all psyched up, that Barry White. I remember when I was back in Montana for good times, we'd go out in the barn and squeeze warm eggs, you know. Hearing that Barry White record's got me all... Well, you know, I'm ready to hold hands. And I know that when I get home, there ain't gonna be nothing for me to hold. I'll have to spend another lonely night browsing through the undies advertisements in my Montgomery Ward catalog. Oh, I'm a frustrated man. Frustrated. I can see myself at 2:30 doing push-ups, you know. I knew I shouldn't have played that. I knew it. I should have stuck to the bomb, to the bomb, 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 or maybe even gone with a dip, da dip, da dip, huh? Or perhaps ventured subtly with a shoebop, shoebop, or perhaps even been blatant with a ramalama. But oh no, I had to play. Feel your lips beside me. You sweet thing. Well, maybe I'll take a cold shower, I guess. It's the only thing I can do, and prepare to make way for Ron Starr. I'm beholden to you for listening to the ramblings of an old coot that should be in a home with a blanket over his lap. Maybe someday it'll come to that. For now, I shall revel in my glory. What love that I have. Till next time, the Grease Man hopes that flights of angels will sing thee to thy rest.
The long and winding road.